The next patient is Elisa Dupre. The last name is D-U-P-R-E-Y. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of diabetes mellitus for more than 20 years, period. The patient was recently started on insulin, and she has a continuous glucose monitoring that has facilitated the blood sugar therapy. However, modifications in the diet have to be done in order to achieve the numbers and the control that is necessary in order to maintain the kidney function. Period. This patient was referred by Dr. Beltre. B like in boy, E, L like in Lima, T like in Tango, R like in Roger, E like in Echo Beltre. Because he found out that there is an increase in the serum creatinine since 2021. In October of 2021, the serum creatinine was 1.29. The estimated eGFR was 41. And the patient had a hemoglobin of 10.4, and the blood sugar fasting was 132. They had an albumin creatinine ratio that was 176, and lately, the most recent laboratory workup, we have a serum creatinine that is 2. The blood sugar has been elevated. The hemoglobin A1C has remained above 9 most of the time. And there is a macroproteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent 1 gram of protein per gram of creatinine, which is significant. Period. The patient was explained that the modality of therapy that is required in order to preserve the kidney function is an adequate blood sugar, blood pressure control, adequate blood sugar control, and a low sodium diet, a plant-based diet, and a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. Period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. She recently went to the endocrinologist. The patient has been started on insulin, long-acting and short-acting, and the adjustments in the diet have been done, and the latest hemoglobin A1C was around 9%. Number two, hyperlipidemia that is going to be reevaluated during the next visit. The patient has a history of a meningioma that was excised not long ago at Lakeland Regional Medical Center. The patient has lost the vision in the left side, in the left eye, and she has a tunnel vision in the right eye. That was a consequence of this, of the excision of the meningioma, and she has involuntary movements of the head most of the time. That is following number history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated, history of osteoporosis that is under therapy. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The diet was discussed at length. The schedule of the diet was also discussed. Written information was given to the patient. And we emphasize that the prognosis is in good correlation with the control of the blood sugar, blood pressure, lipids, and avoiding industrial type of food. The husband, as well as the wife and the caregiver, understood the recommendations, and hopefully we will be able to help them. A period paragraph, we spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation period.